Crows. Time for the Daily Market Wrap this Tuesday, April 23, 2024. Most Asian markets continue their upbeat performance on Tuesday as traders anticipate strong profits from big tech firms on Wall Street out later this week. All eyes will be on those earnings if it will meet expectations of stronger growth among tech companies fueled by artificial intelligence. Back here at home, Philippine shares joined their regional peers higher. For the day, the PSE index climbed nearly 1% to return to the 6,500 level. Chupitero.com's Miko Sayo, though, is not convinced the rally will hold in the long term.
The markets are rallying right now because of, a relief that, the situation in the Middle East didn't really worsen. But if you'll notice, the rallies are quite shallow and there's a lack of volume. No? So I wouldn't say that this rally is convincing at all. So it's still a bit iffy right now whether this rally is going to continue or not. I mean, of course, all of us are hoping that the market could do a significant rally and maybe climb back up to 6.7 or maybe even 6.8, no? But I'm actually not too optimistic about it. I'm like maybe just, I'm 50-50 about the situation right now. There's also that threat that, prices might just be consolidating right now before we continue to move lower.
In corporate stories now, San Miguel Corporation is offering 20 billion pesos in bonds due in 2034. The bonds have a base offer of 15 billion pesos with an oversubscription of up to 5 billion. These will be sourced from SMC's 50 billion peso denominated shelf registered bonds. Meanwhile, SM Prime Holdings, after yet another stellar year in earnings, declares a regular cash dividend of up to 10 billion pesos. Stockholders of the integrated property developer as of May 8 get 0.34 pesos per share. Payout is set on May 22nd. SM Prime also announces it is eyeing 100 billion pesos this year for capital expenditures, including for four new malls here at home with over 400,000 square meters in gross floor area. The C Family's firm also targets up to 10,000 residential units in its residential segment. Next to Boulevard Holdings, it posted a net loss of nearly 103 million pesos for the nine-month period ending February 29, 2024. The group says its Friday's Boracay Beach Resort is still on track for a reopening in 2026. It will offer to tourists 110 rooms and facilities such as pools, as well as restaurants and bars, among others. And finally, the Philippine Competition Commission opens an in-depth review of the proposed acquisition of a Northern Luzon drugstore chain by Ayala Health's pharmaceutical arm. Ayala Pharma Ventures, the operator of Generica Drugstore, is seeking a 49% stake in Joleco Resources' St. Joseph Drug. The antitrust body says phase two of its review will assess if the transaction could lead to lesser competition in relevant markets in the Ilocos and Cordillera regions. And that's it for today's Market Edge. Don't forget to hit the follow button for the latest market action in the Philippines.